It's Dave and the Wake Up Show. New Country 92.3.
Good morning, everybody. 8:47 right now, and we are joined live in studio by one of my favorite people from Fredericton, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Fredericton, Norimucto. We welcome John Foley once again and back to the studio. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me in.
So happy to have you here. Always a big smile on your face. Everybody, when you walk in, is always happy to see you, and I'm certainly one of them. The reason we're coming in is to talk about a new initiative or a new campaign with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Fredericton and Norimucto. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. We've just launched a new campaign. It's 50 mentors in 90 days. It's called Ignite Potential, Become a Mentor. And so we're looking, right now we have 47 children on our waiting list, and one is too many, as you know. So we're putting a big push on to bring in 50 mentors over the next 3 months and to take care of those children.
Absolutely. Yeah, the kids are in need. They need bigs. They need help. They need people. And, people might think, can you sort of go, I don't put you on the spot here, the Cliff Note version of what it takes to become a mentor, because it might be one of those things where people are like, whoa, that's probably a long process. It takes 6 months. And just, I'm not saying you don't don't screen and you don't make sure that's you get the right people. I'm not saying that. But can you give us more of an insight? Because I feel like there may be a misconception of people that don't know since they've never done it before.
Yeah, well, the commitment, first of all, there's different programs. It could be as little as 1 hour a week.
There you go.
Or our traditional programs, 3 to 4 hours a week. So that's a community-based program. So there's a program for anybody who's interested in doing that. And the amount of time it takes to become a mentor is not that long, because it's just some screening. We have to do our police checks and the other checks. And then you're set up with our case workers, and it's pretty quick from there. So it doesn't take it's not a long process, and it's not an enormous commitment to make a difference in someone's life.
Yeah, it takes longer to get a Nexus pass. You know what I mean? It's still careful. It's still, these people are family. They know what they're doing. All right, it's very safe. But I just feel like, that's me. I just feel like there's a belief that, like, oh, that's probably like a crazy, crazy thing and all this. No, you know, and then the commitment specifically, like you said, like an hour a week or whatever you can do, and that'll make a huge difference for that child that's waiting on that one of those 47 kids.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And the school's starting up in September.
Yeah.
We anticipate a lot more children through our in-school program at that time. So we're trying to get a head start here to make sure we can get those other kids that are on the list right now off the list, because we anticipate a growing list when September rolls around.
Right, exactly. All right, so we've got the new campaign. It's underway. We got 90 days to do it. Where do people go? How can they get signed up?
Well, you can call the office at 506-458-8941, and someone will be happy to talk to you, or go to our website at fredericton.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
Awesome. John, thank you so much for all you do. Everybody there, we love you guys. I've got that info ready to go. It's going to be posted on our Facebook page right away, so you'll see the number on there. Make that call. 1 hour a week. That's not a lot. And let's get these kids. I say it all the time. We're friends. We're family. We're neighbors. We come together as a community. We do great things. These 47 kids, let's not wait 90 days. Let's get it over with right away.
Thanks, Dave.
Sound good? Thanks, John.
At home, in the car, at work, we're always with you. Radio at 92.3 and online at newcountry923.com.